Everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Peaceful Planet. If you noticed the lyrics, those were written by yours truly via channeling of the late John Lennon. I call it inspiration, but actually the words, we create the peaceful planet, live in love and peace today, and you'll have done your part to become one of the peaceful planets. So we're putting out the great vibrations of the new year and the intention of world peace tonight on the Peaceful Planet Show. And we have a wonderful show planned for you this evening. A very interesting discussion of Archangel Michael's predictions for the new year of 2018. And also a beautiful message from the late Princess Diana. As well, we're opening up our phone lines, and we'll open those after I've had a chance to speak for a while on how I want to introduce this special program for the new year. So if you're into prophecy and you're interested in what may be coming in the new year, do stay tuned because it promises to be a riveting show with a lot of information. If you're on the website now and just tuning in, you can see that I've posted a JPEG of my recent book, Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael, by Marcia McMahon, and it is available on my website at dianaspeakstotheworld.com. You can get a signed color edition from me, or you can actually purchase an edition in ebook format or in paperback. I was just releasing the book out in paperback with the help of my wonderful publisher, Dorothy Mercer of Mercer Publications. And that book is now available in a color version as well as a the same ebook that's been out there. But I've gone over a lot of Archangel Michael's predictions over the years, and I've hosted the Peaceful Planet show since 2005. So I'd like to go back in time and tell you about some of the extraordinary things that happened and which led me to becoming a channel for not only Archangel Michael, but the Heavenly Host, the Ra and Elohim group, and these celestial groups of light as we celebrate the season of light. Because if Christmas and Hanukkah and the New Year's and Kwanzaa is really all about the celebration of the return of the sun, the solar deity, and the solar deity, you know, we have a period of darkness, but we're really, in the new year, we're bringing in the light. And that is, in fact, what we're doing this evening as we set our intentions to bring in the light of the angels to overlight you, the listener, wherever you may be. May you have a blessed and abundant, prosperous, and healthy new year. And may all your dreams come true in the way that you plan it to be. And, of course, life always has a few kinks in there because we're in a 3D paradigm still, but a lot of us lightworkers are really waiting for the true ascension energies to descend upon this planet and fill it with more and more light and more love and more peace. And if there wasn't anything more important right now, I'm asking all of you to simply hold your thoughts for peace, particularly with the North Korean dictator. So it's very important, this show that I'm hosting. No one person can do it alone and work for world peace, but I have, in fact, worked with Diana since 2001 on issues related to the forum of world peace and what could be done to prevent the Iraq war, which I attempted to do through diplomatic means and Diana. And then also I gradually had this awakening, thanks to BBS Radio, which I was already awakened, but we're always in a state of further growth and learning if we're a growing person. And so basically I was channeling Diana when I began the show, and I started the show starting to call it the Forum for World Peace. And then John Lennon made spirit contact with me and asked me to begin to write his words out. And he hangs out, for lack of a better word, with Diana in the upstairs studio. And I had come in contact with Bob Murray. And Bob Murray and James Murray of thestarstillshine.com are providing all the music for this wonderful program. And their music is exceptional and gifted. And I've written lyrics to all of the songs that Bob provided for my show years ago. So it began to evolve when I reformatted my show and John Lennon approached me and asked me if I would take down some of the lyrics that he was writing to the songs that he writes with George on the other side, George Harrison, that is. And they call themselves the Halfbeats. And so the first lyrics I took down were titled The Peaceful Planet. And you just heard the song The Peaceful Planet. So that's how the song and the show's name was born. So I've been doing this a long time. Then I took a long number of years off. I had a lot of issues with my teaching situation and finishing up teaching, and then I had a long, prolonged illness with stage 3 and 4 cancer, which I recovered completely from. And I'm so very grateful to my angels that I've been so well for the last 6 years now. And I'm not taking it for granted, but I do cancer alternatives. I'm a Reiki master, And so I've learned a lot from other hosts on the BBS network, like Carl Helvey, who hosts a healthy living program. So there's all kinds of things that I've learned. But as I began to work with the angels, they started to come in, and one of the first angel channelings I ever did was with Archangel Michael for Don at BBS Radio, Don Newsom. I don't know if Don or Doug would ever remember any of the channelings that I've done for them over the years, but BBS Radio was having some technical difficulty, and so I brought through a message from Archangel Michael. Really didn't even know that I was connected to Michael. Then when I had a chance to be off air for a few years, I was writing books and recovering, and at the same time, I began to reflect on what these messages were over the years, because I usually do a New Year's program dedicated to Archangel Michael and the Heavenly Host and all of the higher ascended beings and angelic beings of light that I channel. And usually I have a message for New Year's. And I went back and, well, you know, to make a long story short, I verified what Archangel Michael had brought through my channeling with world events, because he usually is spot on with predictions. So that later turned into a book called Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael, and I was very pleased to present the Ascension series. I have CDs that are available. If you would like to buy a copy of the CD, it's only $10. It provides you with a series of interviews with various light workers over the years that I've interviewed on my program that are into the concept of the planetary ascension. So one of those authors was Carla Ruckert, the late Carla Ruckert, was a wonderful channel who explained in clear terms in her book, The Raw Material, what ascension was going to be. And there was a prediction in there for it to happen in 2012. And a lot of light workers were thinking it's going to be 2012, but it didn't happen to be that way. But it doesn't discredit any of the fine work that I've done, because the planet is still in a state of ascension. And even though things look very bleak right now, we have very serious issues facing our world. We have hope in the messages of the angels for you, the listener, and for the planet. And so this show should be very fascinating. And after I finish reading Archangel Michael's message, I'm going to open the phone lines and do mini readings for our listeners, if there are listeners that are interested in receiving healing through Reiki. I will send you silent Reiki, but you will need to call and self-identify and pose your question, or you can get a mini reading from me this evening. So it's a very special show dedicated to the light of the new year and grounding more light on Mother Earth as we go through these tumultuous times of change. So first and foremost, I have a few other things that I'd like to mention. I'm dedicating this show to Dr. Reverend Rita Pugh. I heard from a friend of hers on Facebook today, and I have been unable to locate Reverend Rita for more than 6 years now. And the last I talked to her was in 2012, and she had written about 15 books. She was also a great rhythm and blues artist and had been living in California. She was living in, you know, various places, and all of a sudden I lost contact with her. And when I tried to contact her through telepathy, I got a rebuke. It was like, don't interrupt me, or, you know, something like that. But I've come to the conclusion that she's probably in the spirit realm, and so therefore I'm dedicating, sending out loving blessings to the memory of Reverend Rita Pugh and her work, The Truth Beyond Duality series of books. You should explore them if you can. And also I'd like to thank our listeners, those of us that are tuning in weekly, for those donations to the show to keep it up and running. And thank particularly the person that donated this week, and also remind our listeners that I am in the process of forming a Peace and Healing Center, which will not only nurture the needs of the community, but will put out the word of alternative healing, world peace, ascended masters, angels, archangels, and all of that good stuff, and possibly be grounding this World Peace Center perhaps this year. So if you care to donate, you can press the donate button on the BBS Network Radio, and it will go directly to helping to found the Peace and Healing Center and to pay for the cost of the show of airing The Peaceful Planet. We're going to move right into Archangel Michael's predictions for 2018 and beyond, and then I will move into some other diverse topics and my book a little bit, and also open the phone lines. But first, I want to get through this. We also have a very special guest wedding in the wings. It's Princess Diana, and she's going to bring through a very special message about her son, Harry. So stay tuned with us, listeners. All right, this is titled Archangel Michael's Predictions for 2018 and Beyond, channeled December the 26th, 2017. So it is I, Archangel Michael, and I come to you this day or evening to hold for a moment the light of the great star that was shown on Bethlehem some 2,020 years ago. We were all there around as the nativity was happening, and it is also happening within your hearts right now, my beloveds. Feel the presence of myself, Archangel Michael, and the heavenly hosts around you in this quiet moment of peace. And know, my beloveds, that whatever darkness that you need to dispel in your personal lives, give it over right now to the angels and the heavenly host and to whomever you call deity. The angels are with you and walk with you closely at this time of year, allowing the space of healing and the removal of the darkness wherever it may be in your personal life, something you're struggling with, an illness, whatever it is, and we'll, that's why we're taking phone calls later. So Archangel Michael continues on with his message saying, I assure you of my guiding presence as that star of light within your heart and within your mind. You will know your way home, and you will know what to do in every situation if you will only learn to connect with me as my channel does. I recommend her healing and her channeling courses to you as my gift this year. So let me take a moment aside and explain that. I do angelic Reiki, which has assisted me in healing of stage 4 cancer. Very grateful for this tool. I use sound healing. I call in and invoke the names of the angels, and I can actually, while performing Reiki, I can actually tune in to this person's spirit guides and to their various medical issues. And while I don't treat for medical issues, I treat the etheric body, and then the Reiki flows where it needs to. And upon the invoking of the holy name of the archangels, whichever one is guiding that person will be known to me, and I will recommend what you can do. And also, you know, whatever you're doing with your practitioner, your doctor. So it's a combination of healing, relaxation, and intuitive giftedness that I offer. I also do readings with Archangel Michael. So if you want a long-winded reading, you can sign up on my website at Diana Speaks to the World. Getting back to the message then, I'm asking Michael, Michael, do you have any predictions or prophecy, any words of hope for our world in this point in time? You did promise the pristine and beautiful new earth where we're all going to be in love and joy and peace, and the lamb will lie down with the lion, so to speak. And then I continue on. It appears exactly the opposite is happening in our world right now. We have so much division in our country, America, and we have the starving populations of the various countries. We still have the devastation of the Middle East. We have the aggression of Russia, Iran, and Syria, to name just a few. Not to mention, of course, the North Korean situation. We were all hoping for a better world of peace and a new pristine earth. You said that we are responsible stewards of the earth, but if you can shed any light or peace at this time to those searching for answers for our world, we would be ever so grateful. Archangel Michael, rest assured, my beloveds, that the new earth is being born and it will be manifest on this planet very soon. What you're experiencing right now is the rising of the darker energies that you feel, which are rising to the surface to be cleared. As I have always said in my messages, we will do our part as the angels if you will do yours. Have you reached out to the lonely, the afraid, and the disadvantaged? Have you given money to those without food? Have you done your part in the political arena to speak up for the rights of others? Individually, we can all do our part, but the collective is really where we can tap into the universal consciousness, thereby helping to co-create the new earth. All right, so here comes some of the shaky stuff in the predictions for 2015. And listen up, folks. Hold on to your hats, because it's going to be a bit of a rough ride. Archangel Michael goes on to say, we see some instability in the markets in the first 3 months of 2018 due to the political instabilities with President Trump and his cohorts. They will eventually be exposed for the crimes involving the Russian interference in the U.S. democratic process. The lies and the cover-ups only go so far in your democracy. This will come to a conclusion, and I'm personally feeling it's going to be about March. Michael goes on to say that there will be indictments at the highest levels of the government, and people will have to stand up and ask for a resolution of some form, and possibly an impeachment. The tax reform will do little as a bill because it's giving the corporations a huge break permanently, which will only serve to deny a voice to the common man or woman. There will be a resurgence of the grassroots movements among the college-age students, and I stand with all the light workers delivering my messages and with those who stand up and speak truth to power. And to this new era of light, Trump and his cronies and their backwards policies will not be able to turn the tide of oneness, unity, brotherhood, and love. This is what I stand for, and I continuously stand for freedom and democracy, oneness, unity, and love the world over. Okay, so this is a prediction. Is it going to come true? I don't know. It's prophecy. A lot of his other prophecies did come true, and we have to wait and see. Earth changes. Now I'm asking for further clarification on the earth changes. He's continuing. We see that there will be further earth changes in the various rings of fire. We so regret that there have been so many wildfires out west near Los Angeles. We see the possibility of more volcanic eruptions in various countries along the ring of fire and possibly even in Italy. We would advise all thinking of a sacred journey, which are very popular now, that all light workers and people going on sacred journeys tune into the energies. We're very much involved in guarding these light workers and their journeys. And we ask that if you're a light worker considering a sacred journey, do turn into the inner guidance system to know if you should take a trip to a certain destination before you go. And remember that if your feelings inform you that you should not board this plane, always heed that warning. So as Mother Earth Gaia continues to clear her areas needing clearing of energies, there will be more volcanic activity and more severe weather storms, particularly in America and all along the coastal regions. There will definitely be more storms and coastal erosion. If there ever was a time that we needed to have more environmental protections in America and the climate accord, now is the time. People need to wake up and realize that this earth is a precious jewel. We cannot take, and we don't, if we don't take proper stewardship of the earth, we will not have a so-called new earth in the worst case scenario. Archangel Michael, can we count on a cure for many diseases and longer longevity for our middle-aged and older people? I'm asking. So he's saying, I'm so glad, my beloved, that you asked this question. While Big Pharma is always skirting around the issue of a cure for cancer because it would hurt their billion-dollar industry, and it is, of course, backed by the Illuminati, the Internet is full of functional medicine doctors like chiropractors who will educate people on the use of the vegan diet and juicing to cure cancer. Many herbs used in the Amazon will be also discovered this year to cure cancer. And some essential oils that are already known, like your frankincense. And of course, there are emotional causes that cannot be ignored in some cases of cancer, will be more understood. So you need to empower the use of the Internet if you want to know more about any kind of disease. And luckily, we will be able to understand more this year. So you know already that you have a cure for cancer, but there will be more available, and sound healing will become prominent. So alternative practitioners will become more sought after because they do no harm. Energy medicine, as such as your angelic Reiki and star healing and Reiki, will be more accepted in time because pharmacy rhymes with harm and pharmacy harms. Always remember that, beloveds. Marcia, Archangel Michael, will there be a gradual removal of the veil of the illusions over humanity's consciousness, or will more people begin to awaken and take a stand against the abuse of power, particularly women and minorities? Archangel Michael, the veil is lifted and the vast majority of people still suffer in it, but in America, the leader has used the light workers and platforms such as BBS to awaken people for a long time now. Of course, YouTube as well. People are aware and more so of women's places, the powerful abuse of women and children, and the old order will just naturally crumble away. Your book on Mary Magdalene will also be helping to ground the energies of the divine feminine, which means, of course, no exploitative policies in the future for women and minorities. As well, even in the Middle East, women will begin to band together and organize and assist one another in underground organizations. No more will women be less than men. Amen to that. Marcia, Archangel Michael, what about the new earth? Will we be fully in the pristine new earth that you promised? This is a big question because he's promised a pristine new earth with no pollution and no wars. This is a biggie. This is a huge, huge question, and it's a cosmological one. Okay, Archangel Michael, your new earth is emerging through the chaos and illusion of today to help reformat the future. There are now many light workers in positions of power with whom the task I am giving to transform very quickly our problems of abuse of children, neglect of the planet and our resources, and they will emerge in power and definitely challenge the old order. Prince Harry is one of them. He shall become aware finally of your books this year with Princess Diana. It will be a marvelous sight in the sight of the angels that will come to the world, other light workers of younger and more energetic nature and power. Marcia, Archangel Michael, can you say anything and shed any light about the North Korean situation and the dictator and how that may be resolved, considering there is a lot of tweets and diplomacy has not worked? Archangel Michael, we feel that President Trump would like to do something more, but his advisors, including Rex Tillerson, will not let him do anything dramatic. In this way, he's only able to make idle threats, some of which have actually worked to the benefit. President Trump likes to talk tough, but he doesn't realize the seriousness of the world concert and stage, and obviously it's somewhat idle talk. On the other hand, the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, is very demonic and evil, and people in the country of North Korea are seeking a way to reform the country. And he goes on to say, Archangel Michael saying, in time, I do think there may be a coup d'etat inside the government which will cause a revolution. but China's actually not helping by supporting the regime of the North Korean dictator. So China right now is the only regime that's still continuing to send food and fuel to the cold and starving people of North Korea. China does not like the objective of having a strong, unified Korea on the peninsula. That is also holding up the process. If diplomacy were to work, it would be through China's efforts, and more diplomacy needs to happen with China. Hint, hint, of course, that would mean Rex Tillerson and other people that are in the State Department doing more with China. President Trump, perhaps. We do see this coming, but not until a new president is elected in the United States. Marcia, can you say when the new president will be elected or put in office? And can you say when, with any definitiveness, if Trump is going to go or not? Archangel Michael, it is entirely possible that he will be out of office by 2018, but he is also a great force to be reckoned with, and the Republican Senate have all been bought out by your corporations and by Trump Incorporated. So there are those factors to consider. If they survive the attempt to impeach, he will continue to dissemble democratic values as we know it. If he does not survive the impeachment proceedings, then he will be out and there will be a new person in place. We don't wish to say or feel that this leader, we don't wish to give this leader's name or an emerging leader at this time. I wish to encourage our listeners not to give up hope on this time, on creating and building a new earth, a beautiful, pristine new earth, which is all-encompassing. As ascension does dawn here, and we are calling forth you light workers, there will be more earth changes and more political tumult in your world, but yet we are always protecting you, always holding the light, along with the Galactic Federation of Light. The Federation of Planets and Commander Ashtar and all of the planetary hierarchy that protect your planet will do all they can to prevent outright nuclear war. But hold on to your hats, my beloveds. Your light hats will eventually win, as we have often said. The light has already won. Amen and amen. I am Archangel Michael. So that is the complete message, and thank you for bearing with me on that message. I'm going to check my time right now, and I think I will now open the phone lines for any of you that have any questions. If you'd like a healing, a mini reading, you have comments about Archangel Michael's message this evening, you are free to call 888-627-6008 on line 1 or direct at 323-744-4831. And thank you for being patient while I read the entirety of Archangel Michael's message. So if you would like to ask a question or make a comment or have a mini reading or a healing, please feel free to call those numbers that I just read out. And if we don't have any callers, I will move on to a song before we get back to the next segment of the show. And I'd like to play The Star Still Shines by Robert Murray. you, and we're back. That was The Star Still Shine by Robert Murray and James Murray at thestarstillshine.com. And we had an interview with James Murray 2 weeks ago, which was really fabulous, and we brought through many messages of the late John Lennon, and you will enjoy the show immensely. They were all very humorous and witty, as John is, and all of the wit was really shining through with James and I. We were a great team. So do listen to the episode. I think it was dated December the 18th. So thank you, James, for that. And now I'd like to put out the number again if there are any people that would like to call in for a mini reading or a healing. And then I will move to Princess Diana's New Year's message if I don't have callers. The line is 888-627-6008. And you can call in, state your name, and state your question. I will connect to Spirit for you if you have a conundrum or a quandary and you're needing a little bit of light for the new year. And the direct line is 323-744-4831. This is Marcia with The Peaceful Planet, and I'm going to hold that thought and go directly into Princess Diana's message now. So there's a lot of messages for the new year, and there's a lot of good energy, I feel, with this new year. In spite of all of the tumult that we can expect from the usual earth changes and political scenarios, which are very, very dire, and I don't mean to underestimate that, there's a lot of good light coming in, and it's all about Harry tonight. You know, Prince Harry's in the news. He was with Obama, so Diana had something to say about that. It's very precious, so please enjoy her words as I read them. Good afternoon, Diana. I have not spoken to you in quite some time. There's quite a bit of flurry with the news of Harry and Meghan Markle and their engagement, and, of course, then the interview with President Obama. And Princess Diana says, yes, it's a great honor to hear from you, Marcia, and I see that you're still putting on the show. I commend your great efforts. Yes, as to Harry, he's going to be quite the light worker. You already know he is a light worker. I'm so glad to see him on air with your President Obama yesterday. It was a fabulous interview, and he's very, very funny. And as you see, my influence extended, though he lost his mom quite some time ago. I did teach him to be very inclusive and think of the less privileged and the youth, and he is spot on when he says that it's in reaching the youth this year that will transform the world. He's quite an inspiration, and my heart is beaming with love and pride for my sons, Harry. Equally, I'm delighted that he's met his match in Meghan Markle, a dedicated humanitarian who will serve him so well as partner and be an inspiration and a change that is very much needed in the royal family. I feel that she will have some challenges ahead with that family. Like me, it was very, very difficult for me. Harry will always stand up for her and defend her, but these are people that are concerned with the old bloodlines and the old order of things. The older royals are very concerned about formality, bloodline, and all of that. This is why they chose my bloodline. But now things are so different, and I feel it's my touch that made everything so different. I can look back on my life as Princess Diana and see so many aspects of what has changed and how I have contributed to the modernization of the monarchy and, for that matter, to the world. Excuse me. I want you to know, Marcia, that your letters did reach my son, and he was very much younger, and that it made a huge difference. However, he is not aware of your work, but even still, he will be becoming aware of your work this year, your two books, and that much will change. Of course, I expect him to be skeptical, but once he reads your work, he will recognize my loving words to him and to William, and he will know without a doubt that this is truly Diana, Princess of Wales, speaking. Continuing. He will find out, surely, about the treasure trove of books that you've written and your art, and it will become more available to the public, and it will be a bestseller for sure. Marcia, thank you, Diana. Is there anything else that you wish to add to this New Year's message?
It is with great joy, she's speaking now, that I see both my sons thriving. I'm especially sending also out my love to William and Catherine with the expectation of the twins. I hope they will find it in their hearts to continue pursuing naming one of them after me, as I would be most honored. They are less likely to break with royal protocol, but Harry, my wild child, has totally broken with all royal protocol, and in my heart, I'm singing for him. He's a free spirit, and he doesn't have to adhere to the rules and regulations as much as the other ones do. And as for him inviting Trump to the wedding, I simply wouldn't. Obama has forged a beautiful friendship with Harry, and they both stand for strong leadership and justice in the world. And you should, Harry, be honest with your feelings and allow the Obamas to come. Great Britain herself has leaders that have said disparaging remarks about the president. So there is, therefore, it's not all his doing to make peace with Great Britain and Trump. After all, Harry's not an official leader. He's just a member of the royal family. His hopes that the wedding will go smoothly and the birth, I have strong hopes that the birth will go smoothly for Kate. I wish all your listeners to pray for my sons right now, but especially I wish all of them to pray for the world at this juncture. It is extremely dangerous, and there are many suffering in the Middle East. If you can, on this last night of the new year, dig deep into your pockets and send even $50 to a starving child in the Middle East, you'll have done your part for peace. I am Diana, and I've worked with Marcia, and I've reviewed and seen all the options, dating back, going into Iraq, and the peace on earth for this time, and what solutions were needed, when, and where. And I promise you that the most serious threat is the North Korean dictator to world peace. And we hope and pray, all listeners, please pray for peace this evening. Pray for a peaceful solution to the situation. It will be very hard with backing from China, but I do see that as a possibility, though not yet in this year. I want to extend my love to all of your listeners this fine New Year's Eve, and I wish everyone peace in their home, in their neighborhood, and peace in your hearts. This is from the Princess of Peace and the light worker, Princess Diana, and I bid you all good evening. So what a beautiful message from the late Diana. And, of course, my books are on Amazon with love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, and then the earlier version was re-released this year called Princess Diana's Message of Peace. It's rare and collectible, and it's now available only for $14. It was up to $1,400 on Amazon. So if you order it from my website, you can get a signed version. It's very much more collectible. So anyway, we're putting out that number again. If there are any callers that would like to call in and discuss the New Year's Eve predictions and or have a direct need for healing or a mini reading at 888-627-6008 and 323-744-4831 on our direct line. So we'll wait a minute or two for your call, and then we're going to have some more messages from Archangel Michael, going dating back from my book. But I'm waiting on your call. Certainly there are listeners out there that have something on their minds that maybe they want to ask about the predictions, or they'd like a healing, or they need a little help in their life. You can call me on the lines given, and if we don't get a call, I'm going to read an older message of Archangel Michael from 2015. And talk a little bit about the retreat and healing center and how I envision that to be before I read the message from Michael. I've been in the process of creating this peace and healing center since about 2015, and we've met for a couple of years straight. We've met at the Still Point
Center, which is a perfect place to meet at and to gather and invoke the angels and do Reiki. And I've done a lot of workshops on Mary Magdalene and the Divine Feminine. If you're interested in workshops or taking an angel class with me, I do teach an online angel class. You can reach me at the website at Diana Speaks to the World and then go to workshops and events, or you can reach me at the email at Marcia Dye, M-A-R-C-I-A, Marcia Dye, D-I, or Diana, 2002, at yahoo.com if you would like a private personal reading for the new year. And these retreats are very lovely. We've grounded a lot of angelic energy, and I hope to start offering them in the new year once more. They're very special and very unique because I work particularly with Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene and Princess Diana. We do anointing. We do Reiki, angelic Reiki, for hours. And then we have an hour of reflection at the Still Point Center where it's all nature. And usually these retreats are held in the spring, summer, and fall. And then I bring in my special messages, and the Divine Feminine energies are very much helped to be grounded. It's been a long time since I've done a workshop, and I would love to offer another one in the coming spring. So, again, if you're interested, you can contact me. So if we aren't getting any calls then this evening, I'd like to go back for verification and read some of the earlier messages of Archangel Michael. And just to cue you in to some of the messages that have actually come true. So this was channeled in 2015, Archangel Michael's message for the world. And Archangel Michael saying, "We greet you in the light of the new dawn day. Your world is still very much filled with chaos before a new creation of a new dawn. We assure you, love, that it's the new dawn does await as the new sun does await to reveal her rays of light to you for healing. As well, the new sun does shine upon every human on this planet who is interested in his or her ascension. During the sacred time of sacred energies of the winter solstice and now the full moon, we say it is a good time for preparing one's new script for the new Sunday. For a new sun, a celestial body in the heavens, heavenly body, does approach your solar system. In this way, I say, love, let's fear not. Rather, go deep within yourself to find your New Year's resolutions. It's time the ghosts of Christmas past, of racism, killing in the name of God, and terrorism would end once and for all on your planet, and that to be replaced with the light, love, and justice for all. Your root races of the world have not yet awakened, but there is much that is hidden that will be revealed. Right now, you're still in a period of up-leveling of the negativity so that the forces of the dark will be revealed for just what they are. The forces of light will also triumph eventually, and have faith that this will be so. Your journey to new earth awaits, beloveds, and that you will be amazed." So when I'm talking about the new earth, Archangel Michael's actually referring to a celestial phenomenon known as ascension, which is a cosmic happening, and there are all sorts of different theories about what is really going to happen to the new earth. Some people propose that the new earth will gradually ascend in a solar ascension with her planets and be pulled up into the sun, and that the sun will actually become blue and we will have a new color and a new sun and a new earth, and the old earth will be left behind as sort of a shell, if you will. And that is proposed in other ascension teachings that I have read. I have seen it in dreams this way, and that is the way Archangel Michael describes it. But it's so cosmic, it's so out there, that we in the 3D realm can't really get our minds around it. So I prefer to think of the new Earth as all of us working together collectively to make a better Earth for ourselves. And he also says that Earth will not dissipate or disappear totally, but it'll all be in a somewhat lighter vibration where new technologies will help mankind rather than hurt them. And it's our responsibility of the light workers and the good stewards of this earth, whatever discipline you're involved in,
whether it be technology or science or whatever, to ground these energies of the new Earth and do something to help the Earth, such as the solar energy and what the boys at BBS are doing. I really admire that. I think it's great, Doug and Don, that you guys are doing that. So there are all kinds of ways to incorporate ecology and other disciplines into creating a better planet. Also, I think that some of the predictions that I've given in the past have come true, and I see that we're almost out of time, and I don't have time to read those other predictions. I am so glad that you have joined us on the Peaceful Planet show this evening, and I encourage you to read Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael, either in the ebook format, the black and white version, or the full color version that features all my watercolors fully illustrated, and get the gist of what is going on the planet with the planetary ascension energies and how you can contribute to the light of the planet. And so therefore, I'm going to close out with some music, and I'm thinking I'd like to play The Long Road to Nepal, and wish you all a very blessed and happy new year. Thank you for listening to my messages this evening. And we'll join up again in interviewing a fabulous healer in 2 weeks on my show. So please stay tuned for more in the new year. And blessings to all for a wonderful new year filled with light, love, peace, joy, and prosperity. And also to thank you to BBS Radio for featuring my show for so long. And we're going to close out now with The Long Road to Nepal.